All right, call a meeting to order. Please stand for a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, welcome everyone. I'll open the floor for public comment. Okay, no public comment. Approve the minutes of the August 16th board meeting. Oh, yes, John, go ahead.
Yeah, I was noticing on Route 20 and where they said the waterworks, there's a big hump in there. That's pounded on those mains, I think.
Whereabouts?
By the Homestead, Chatham Street.
Yeah, those are the areas where we have scheduled the repair, right?
Yep.
So we're going to repair the street there. Those were temporary patches, and now we have a quote tonight to approve to repair those.
Are we going to take care of?
So we're on it.
For 203.
What's that?
Near the firehouse on 203, is that included? Because that's all that.
Yes, I think so.
I don't know. Was that included? Yeah, the one on 203?
It's yeah, we can read that.
That one on Route 20.
All right, but we'll get to that.
Three areas. They're going to be covered under that.
We'll go over that. I'll let Randy get up to speed on it, and we'll come to that and let you know where it's going to happen. But we do have a quote tonight to work on that.
You have one.
So approve the minutes, August meeting.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Bill. Any question on the minutes? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. We have Jeff Treasurer's reports for June, July, and August. So those are these things.
They're all in the packet.
I think that might be for, we'll have to transfer some money out for, that's the completion of the project, I think, is included in that.
Okay.
That was that last bill we got from Gallo.
So she's going to take care of that.
Yeah, we'll have to move some money for that to close that up.
Is that tonight or
something? No, I'm not going to do it tonight because I have to go back and look and make sure that we used all the bond money up and all that stuff, so.
Right.
So we'll take care of it next week. We haven't seen one of these in a while. So.
Right. Make your motion. We approve the 3 months.
You need these individual, Missy, or?
No.
All okay. Motion by Randy to approve the treasurer's reports.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on the treasurer's report? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Okay. Correspondence.
There is none.
Oh, there's a letter from Cooper, right? That was in my box. Didn't you put that in here?
No, maybe Terry did.
Okay. So there was a letter from that. Everybody should have this in there. Do you guys not have this?
No.
All right, so it was in my box. So, and it was, you know, it was to the trustees and the mayor. I thought you guys all had it. So here's the, I'll read the letter. It's not too long. Dear Mayor Valenti and trustees, there are concerns among your neighbors and constituents regarding the harboring of chickens in the village. The harboring of any animal in our small village, on our small village lots, is an invitation for problems and issues. Matters become exaggerated when proper husbandry is and respect for neighbors are not practiced. It has become apparent that the harboring of chickens cannot be avoided. My purpose is to inform you of these issues I have experienced and to offer suggestions for a cure. Chickens are incapable of comprehending that they may not be welcome in neighboring yards. They don't realize that their scratching and digging destroy landscape and defeat the efforts of neighboring parties to maintain properties to standards they choose. Chickens are incapable of maintaining their quarters in conditions that will prevent noxious odors from interfering with the neighbor's enjoyment of their individual yards and residences. Chickens are incapable of maintaining their quarters.
I'm going to talk about this.
Good. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yep, that way I get a chance to meet them.
Yep. All right. So we'll table these until, for the time being, until we resolve them and get ready to make an award. Greenway grant. That's you, right,
yep.
Guy?
Yep. So, as I said, we put together the grant for the Hudson River Valley Greenway program, Conservancy Trail Grant Program. The total amount of the grant is 20. Enthralled with the refuse bids. $21,445. And this includes applicant match of $15,000 from our $8,000 of that comes from the county, which they agreed to last a couple months ago. And really, what this part of the what this grant's for is essentially to pay for the match on the CFA grant, the bigger grant. So I gave you the copy of the grant. I've actually already submitted it because it had to be in by the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
But they allow for the authorization resolution to happen a couple of days later if it doesn't sort of jive up with our meeting. So we didn't have to call a special meeting, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what this resolution says is just to approve and endorse the application for the grant for the rail trail project. I guess I could read it out if you want me.
I'll read it. So it says, resolution to approve and endorse the application for a grant under the 2016 Greenway Conservancy Small Grant Program, whereas the Village of Nassau is applying to the Hudson River Grant Greenway for a grant under the 2016 Greenway Conservancy Trail Grant Program for a trail entitled Albany-Hudson Electric Trail, Village of Nassau to be located in the Village of Nassau. Whereas the grant application requires the applicant municipality to obtain the approval and endorsement of the governing body of the municipality or municipalities in which the project will be located, now therefore be it resolved that the governing board of the Village of Nassau hereby does approve and endorse the application for the grant under the 2016 Grant Greenway Conservancy Small for Grant Program for a project known as the Albany-Hudson Electric Trail - Village of Nassau and located within this community. Date of adoption is today, September 14th, 2016. Anybody have any questions on this, on the grant? So
so that you understand what it is we're doing here. Requesting $21,445.
What do we have to come up with?
There is an applicant matching cash. Now, this is for the whole project, which is over about $86,000, of $5,670. And our partners, which includes the Rensselaer Land Trust, Rensselaer Land Conservancy, and a number of other local groups, have committed to raising those funds so that we do not have to pay anything if we indeed get these grants. So we will have to come up with no cash.
Sounds good. So what's this price right here?
The 85 is the total project. So we asked for a grant in July of the difference between 21 and 85.
And that's to do the whole project?
And this is for the planning.
Planning, okay.
This is for the, okay,
the
so
design.
For the design, okay. And engineering needed to go in front of National Grid and send.
So we can get permission.
Right. Cool. Okay. So this is step one of a potentially 5 to 10 year project.
Okay.
If we get the grant.
Yeah. Level mechanic, you'll have electrical bikes by then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anything else?
Yeah. No.
I'd like to make a motion to adopt this resolution.
Second. Motion by Guy to adopt a resolution to apply for the Conservancy Small Grant Program, Greenways Conservancy Small Grant Program. Seconded by Randy. Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Thank you.
Okay, so next up is, got a note here from Mike Conway, Village Justice. Each year, the State of New York Unified Court System Justice Court Assistance Program offers assistance to town and village courts. Maximum JCAP award is $30,000. And the grant may be used for a variety of purposes, including office and security equipment, furniture, and courtroom renovations. I would like to apply for a grant to construct a doorway that would connect the clerk and judge's office to the courtroom. So I would say it's going to be right
okay,
there.
Okay, so yeah, Roxanne told me to tell you guys the door is going to be right there. And she said that obviously the money is, they give up to $30,000. Jay anticipates this particular job would be a little over $5,000. It cannot be our own people doing it because it's grant money.
Right.
So she will get 3 quotes, but in order for her to even apply for the grant, she needs a board resolution.
I'll make a motion that we give Justice the authority to apply for the grant. Seconded by Randy. Any questions on the resolution? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Okay. Guy, you had a request for a traffic study on Route 203.
I wrote a resolution in the phone about it.
Is that this thing?
No, that's the master plan.
Oh, that's the other one. That's coming.
That's coming.
That's this thing.
Yes,
can I see
it? Oh, you want to
use mine?
Everybody
has it, but. Oh. So this is a resolution requesting New York State Department of Transportation to conduct a traffic study to reduce the speed limit and remove passing zone on New York State Route 203 in the Village of Nassau, whereas public safety is a primary concern of the governing body of the Village of Nassau, and whereas excessive speeds and unsafe passing are threats to the safety of residents and others who walk, ride bicycles, and drive vehicles on the streets in the village, and whereas the governing body of the Village of Nassau wishes to ensure the safety of its residents and others who use the streets in the village. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of the Village of Nassau does hereby, number one, request that the New York State Department of Transportation conduct a study to reduce to 30 miles per hour the speed limit on State Route 203 from the village boundary north to the current 30-mile zone which starts at 37 Chatham Street, and two, request that the New York State Department of Transportation conduct a study to remove the passing area on State Route 203. That passing area was never there before, was it? Does anyone remember?
It really faded. I didn't even remember being there.
I don't remember ever being there either. But anyway.
Can we add something to that?
Sure, what do you want to add?
Crosswalks. Put back the crosswalks. That's the state, right?
Where would we like crosswalks?
Didn't we have them on, didn't we have them down by the mobile station at one time? Something, didn't we?
Yeah, at the mouth of that. I mean, they put the ones on 203, they replaced those.
All right, so let's add number three, reestablish crosswalk.
Yeah, Route 20 to a, you know, that.
And Elm Street.
Elm Street, 203.
I know it's not time for public comment either. Is there any reason why we wouldn't request a study on Route 20 as well? Or shouldn't request a study?
For where? To
reduce? And within the village boundary.
To just see what the traffic flows are now?
I don't know what the tail is. Maybe it wouldn't be appropriate, but I thought you were going to pass the resolution after public comments, so I'm sorry for interrupting, but I just wanted.
Well, one of the things that I thought initially is because the town is already asking DOT to come out to 203, is that this gives us an opportunity to think about 203 while they're here. I don't know what's entailed in the traffic study, so I don't know how hard it is to set up multiple ones in different places at the same time. I don't know. But I thought that it would just be an easy lift for DOT, and especially since DOT isn't, you know, they're not always accommodating to requests like that. So.
Does your counter on the count traffic coming through the village?
It does. Yeah.
So would that be like a study? You're looking for a study on my
cars.
Well,
I just want to make sure we weren't missing an opportunity for an efficiency there. But if we wouldn't, then there is no big deal in my mind. But if there was some efficiency for them to do it at the same time.
The last time I know that I've seen published data from DOT on Route 20, it's either 2011 or 2013. I think we quoted them in the master plan. But I don't think that there's been something since then. It's hard to know when or if they'll be back. But yeah, I say.
Why don't we address this one first, and then let's write something. And you know, maybe we ought to do the crosswalks on Route 20 with the Route 20.
With the Route 20. Yeah.
Okay. So one and two. Any other questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
I'll make the motion.
Aye. Okay, so we're...
Second.
I thought we did that. Guy made the motion, Randy seconded it. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion's carried. So we have a quote from H&M to do the repairs on Route 20.
This is my turn, right?
Yep.
Okay, John, you asked the four places. One area is 21 by 6, the other area is 9 by 7, 13 by 6, and 11 by 6. So all the areas that you commented on, those are the areas that were on the quote from HMA. Okay, so we're addressing all that. Okay, and that money's being used from the...
Pave Your Way grant.
The Pave Your Way grant from... from the state, yeah.
From the state. That's not costing us. The only thing it's going to cost us is we're going to assist them in some ways, J&P.
Okay, you making that motion?
Yep.
Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on that? Those repairs there. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Open the floor for public comment. Tim.
Concerning sidewalks, there's a chance to use a master plan. Didn't we dictate the master plan how wide sidewalks should be? So we had to
say laws by the
city. I think we
discussed it in there. That's what I recall.
But there was discussion about, you know, not making the sidewalks too narrow and making them five feet. So
there's some discussion right now on what the width is. The sidewalks in the village now were made at 4 feet, and most of the new ones, the ones in good shape, are 4 feet. Because of the disability provisions, There's some thought that when it's reconstructed, it ought to go to 5 feet. I don't know whether you've been down through Rensselaer, northern portion. There's a whole series of new sidewalks down there that are beautiful. And they're at 5 feet, and there's a lot of things that have got with it. But I think if we stick with 4, we'll be okay.
You need to check the map. I thought we had a...
There is a section in the master plan on sidewalks.
Well, I was going to say, up here, you know, you may want to check the ADA, yeah. Americans with Disabilities Act, whatever the current law says, or yeah. And there may be a requirement that it's 5, or under certain criteria, it has to be 5. So, I don't recall the maybe there was a recommendation, and I'm forgetting it, but
you don't remember.
We forget.
Yeah. We're going to look at what Cumberland Farms did too.
Yeah.
Because theirs are new, so, I mean, they're only a year old, so they should be in compliance, I would think, so.
And then the other issue is about the patching. There is a place on 203 that was dug up, and I don't know if that's included in there.
Yeah, those are I believe those are the 4 areas. Right by the firehouse, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes, I believe that's the 4 areas.
One of the four areas.
I'll make sure I reject.
I was just going to say, regarding chickens, you know, if they can't wait until the zoning is updated, you may want to explore looking at different parts of the village law to update as a separate matter on a shorter term basis if it continues to be an issue. Just because I don't know, it's going to be a year or two before the zoning
is
updated, and people can't wait that long, or if the problem gets worse. I don't know what other municipalities do, but it seems like there are, outside of the zoning, a separate law that it could be addressed. Very straightforward, but, you know, sounds like, you know, if you hadn't received that letter, I would say maybe you could wait, but it sounds like there are folks who want to deal with in the shorter term, so.
I'm sure. Yep, I live there too.
So do I.
But we should, yeah, I mean, let's, you and I, we'll get together and talk about the project, and we'll see what it is, and then, you know, we can address both issues at the next meeting and how we want to handle them. I mean, you know, we just need to figure out, well, either way, we're going to have to control for now anyway, whether it's permanently or in the interim. So, anything else, public comment? Okay, master plan adoption. We have a resolution from the Village Board of Trustees adopting the Village Master Plan. First of all, I'd like to thank Josh for his hard work and diligent pursuit of getting this job done over the years. I know, and I'm not just thanking you, but everyone through you. It was a lot of work. It was a long time, a lot of meetings. And I think you did an excellent job. Excellent job.
Thank you.
And the same for everyone that participated in that process. A lot of people participated in that, and they all deserve thanks. I know they put in hours of their time, and not just at the meetings, but the in-betweens of looking up information and, you know, putting things together that went with it. So. Thank you.
Yeah, I said it before too, without Guy and the rest of the community, it really was a balanced team effort with the right group of people with the right knowledge and expertise. So thank you for appointing us. It was a good opportunity.
Are you making the resolution or is there somebody else?
Yep, we've got a resolution right here to adopt the master plan. Whereas pursuant to New York Village Law 7-722 Village Law, Village of Nassau, Rensselaer County, State of New York has the authority and responsibility to undertake village comprehensive planning to regulate land use for the purpose of protecting the public health, safety, and general welfare of its citizens, and whereas the village appointed a committee to review and update its current master plan that was adopted in 1993, and whereas the village wished to remain true to the intent of the previous master plan, having been developed by a diverse group of village residents as the people's vision, and whereas the committee developed over the course of 3 years a comprehensive plan and vision for the Village of Nassau to inform future decisions by the Board of Trustees, and now therefore be it resolved that the Village Board of Trustees hereby adopts the Village of Nassau Master Plan as written and presented to the Board in June 2016, and be it further resolved that the Village Board of Trustees shall use the Master Plan to inform its future decisions regarding land use and development within the village. Upon this motion made by...
I make the motion.
Made by Guy.
Second.
Second by Randy.
Mayor Valente, how do you vote?
Aye.
Trustee Ayer, how do you vote?
Aye.
Trustee Forte, how do you vote?
Aye.
Trustee Howard, how do you vote?
Aye.
Resolution passed.
Resolution passed unanimously. Okay. Next resolution, set water rates. 2016-17 residential water rates as follows. Base water rate for one or two people is $116 for 6 months. Each additional person in the house at $16 for 6 months. Residents outside the village will pay 1.5 amount of the residential rate, village rate. Commercial water rates will remain the same. There will be an additional line on the water bill, WPB-01, at $70 per unit. This rate is to pay for the water tank and Route 20 water project. This charge will be on the water billing every 6 months until 2025. Final bond payment is in 2025. So, those are the rates.
Okay. Do we have to add October billing, or is it okay?
A what?
The October billing, or...
That's the 2016 part.
Yeah, so that's going to have to put up.
Nope.
Okay.
And these are the same as last one, right?
Yeah, there's no changes, but I'll add
October if you want, Randy.
No, that's okay. This is fine.
Okay.
So motion by Randy.
Yep.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on the water rates? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Oh, so I see these were down here. Yeah. My bad. Okay, you already did those. Audit the bills, number 103 through 140, in amount of $41,887.79 in the general fund and $26,124.70 in the water fund.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Randy. Any questions on any of the bills? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. All in favor?
Aye.
You're out. Thank you.